This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. We're about 6 months into the COVID-19 pandemic, and in Florida, cases are going up and up. We keep breaking records. If past flu outbreaks are any measure, without a vaccine, this pandemic could last for years. For now, we have to rely on two kinds of testing. Diagnostic tests tell you if you're actively infected. Antibody tests can reveal whether you were ever infected. But as WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us, understanding the results is not that simple.
By her own admission, Jane Castro lives an entertaining life. Castro, who goes by the stage name Jay, performs regularly at Miami Pride.
I'm born and raised in Miami, lived in Miami Beach for 20 years.
She's a former cast member on VH1's Tough Love Miami and now works for a management consulting firm. And like a lot of the world, she was busy with other things when news about the new coronavirus started to sink in.
It was Miami Music Week here, and then I was already planning for everything that was going on that week. That was the week of March 14th. And then all of a sudden, Ultra decided to totally not do it. And that's when we all freaked out. We were like, Ultra canceled.
As information about the disease became more dire, Castro started to worry about a work trip she'd made back in January. When she got home, she got sick.
I'm there thinking to myself, okay, well, maybe I had it.
Even 3 months later, she worried she could infect her parents, so she got a diagnostic test. That came back negative, but she wanted to know if she'd had the virus in the first place, so she decided to get an antibody test too.
The nurse, she told me, she's like, well, if you're positive, that means that you've had the coronavirus before. Then I get confused also because then I have friends that are telling me, oh no, positive is a good thing. You're immune.
It's easy to understand why Castro is confused. As Florida and other places began making plans to reopen, antibody testing got a lot of attention.
So if you have the presence of antibodies, that means you've been infected.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis outlining expanded testing as part of his reopening plans.
And that's very important because the antibodies, most people believe, confer some level of immunity.
Epidemiologists see it differently. They say it's not yet clear whether COVID-19 antibodies provide immunity strong enough to outlast the pandemic. And while antibody tests are useful to track the disease's spread across the population, they're not a sure bet to gauge individual risk. The ability of the test to correctly identify a positive case varies widely outside hotspots. According to the Food and Drug Administration, Celex, the test used by Florida, can misidentify a positive case half the time where the prevalence of the disease is just 5%. Andrew Asman is an epidemiologist with the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health.
If you're getting these rapid results, you're getting even less perfect results, which are even harder to interpret than the more gold standard approach.
He worries people will misinterpret the results because they won't understand how accuracy depends on how prevalent the disease is.
There's probably more harm that can be done than good, because I think that there is likely to be some degree of what we call risk compensation, where somebody believes that they are protected, and then they may take extra risks that they wouldn't otherwise take.
That hasn't stopped private labs from offering the test. As of June 19th, labs had reported more than 206,000 results from dozens of sites around the state. Banyan Medical Systems came under fire in May when the Miami Herald reported that Banyan claimed it was using an FDA-approved test. In reality, the FDA didn't authorize emergency use of the test until almost 3 weeks later. Banyan declined WLRN's interview request. This month, the company suspended all testing, saying, quote, civil unrest was jeopardizing the safety of its workers at drive-through sites in Bal Harbour, Aventura, and a handful of upscale communities in Miami-Dade. Quest Labs has done more than half of the private antibody tests in Florida. They wouldn't agree to an interview. Quest's website offers an explanation about what to make of results. It's 11 pages long. The company also urges customers to discuss their results with a doctor, but the public doesn't seem to be getting that message.
It certainly seems to be the case that there is some immunity that you get, at least for the first few months, if you test positive for antibodies.
Carlos Domingo and his wife decided to get tested at the pharmacy near their house in Key Biscayne.
You basically go there. They take a very, very small blood draw from your finger, and then you just wait for a few minutes and they give you the answer.
The test came back negative. The Domingos travel and have family who visited from Spain. Even though they were never sick, they have three small kids and worried about who'd take care of them if they did get sick.
My hope was that if I actually been exposed and, you know, basically pass it in a symptomatic way, that I will have developed antibodies and then I could be less worried about getting it later.
Asman, the epidemiologist, says it's perfectly normal to want some reassurance in such uncertain times.
My brother in New York and his wife is a doctor, and like she understands this stuff somewhat. And they're like, no, we want to go get antibody testing.
But he says antibody testing for this coronavirus still requires nuanced interpretation.
My worry is people without training are just going to misinterpret it.
Like the singer Jane Castro, Ryan Ray got sick back in January.
I had a super high fever. I had a dry cough. I checked every box.
He and Castro both got tested at the same urgent care clinic in North Miami Beach.
It was free if you had insurance and free if you didn't. So
his test came back negative too, but he's not sure he trusts the results.
It's, you know, it's one of those things that I feel like I had it. And even if the test said no, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I honestly don't know what to think about that.
Which comes as no surprise to Asman. He says even if you can use antibody test results to evaluate risk across a population, for an individual, there are still too many uncertainties. A positive result could be wrong, and even if it's right, the test can't tell you how likely you are to be reinfected. He says epidemiologists are struggling to explain how antibody testing works at the population level, even to other scientists.
Their understanding of this idea that you can work with an imperfect test to come up with a correct number is not always understood.
He definitely sees the need for reopening, but he says we also need to have a reliable system in place to test for sick people, isolate them, and find their contacts. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.